kind of eating that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, and you're listening to the All Things Southern podcast, brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rayville, Louisiana.
Mama fills up our plates, Papa's saying grace, Louisiana living sweet as sugar on beignets.
Welcome, y'all. Shelley here. In this week's episode of All Things Southern, I'll be visiting with Deb Cody, the best-selling author of the phenomenally successful Too Blessed to Be Stressed series. Deb is a popular humorist, speaker, and award-winning author. She's also a Chaco athlete. We'll let her explain that one. Before we're through, I'll share some good cooking from the All Things Southern kitchen, and I'll bring you a few devotional thoughts. Right now, let's chat. They're back! The Pajamagram people are at it again, and this time they're offering matching holiday pajamas for you and your favorite dog. I should have seen this coming. Those Pajamagram folks are nothing if not persistent. For years now, they've been pushing hoodie footies on well-meaning husbands who are desperate for gift ideas. And for just as many years, I've been warning my beloved farmer not to fall for it. Yes, Phil, I know they say hootie footies will make your sweetheart silly happy, but they're lying to you. Trust me here. I am even less enthused about their matching canine pajamas, although I'm not above using them to threaten Hank and Bo. I told Double Trouble, if they don't quit chewing up the place, I'm taking them to Nanny's Christmas party in fluffy pink hootie footies. Desperate times call for desperate measures and all that. Which reminds me, I ran across some news that you and your furry friends may want to know about before you make your holiday travel plans. Some states are cracking down on the fraud surrounding the service animal industry. They're defining and regulating exactly what a service animal is and is not. Owner beware, you can face a huge fine for pretending your beloved pet is a service animal so they can fly with you. Nor will it work to suggest that your favorite canine is in training as a seeing eye dog just in case you go blind at some point in the future. Yeah, that last example was for Papa. Not that he's ever tried to pass Lady's fat little Dotson self off as a service animal, but it doesn't hurt to keep your people informed. Besides, I happen to agree with him that, with or without papers, Lady should qualify as a legit service dog before those therapy squirrels and emotional support pigs that have been gaming the system. I mean this in the nicest way, but if you need to hold a pig to stay calm in the friendly skies, I'll wait for the next flight.
Swinging. Yeah, just a swing.
You're listening to Shelley on All Things Southern.
Welcome back, folks. I am delighted to have Deb Cody with me, best-selling author of the Too Blessed to Be Stressed series. Hey, Deb.
Well, hey, Shelley. How are you, darling?
I am great. You know, Deb, when I start talking to you, I start smiling immediately. You definitely bring down my stress, so I can understand why you have had such success with this series, because it happens just as soon as I see your name, as soon as we start visiting. But here's the deal. I promised my listeners early in the podcast that you would explain to us why, on the back of your latest book, you call yourself a tennis junkie and a Chaco athlete. What exactly is a Chaco athlete?
Well, I'm the step beyond a chocoholic. That means that I exercise just so I can eat more chocolate.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And I resemble that. I may be a choco athlete myself. And that would be a sample of your marvelous wit that is such a staple of your work and has contributed to the amazing success of the Too Blessed to Be Stressed series. I know you have been blessed by what Father God has done with your work. How many copies are floating around out there these days?
I am totally blessed that we just passed the 750,000 mark in copies sold, and I'm praying that maybe we'll hit the 1 mil milestone maybe sometime in the spring. So we'll see.
Well, I tell you what, 750,000 copies is nothing to sneeze at. So that is fantastic. And congratulations to you for that. I want to jump right into the meat of this very, very good book. Now, the one we're going to be talking about today, folks, is Too Blessed to Be Stressed for Moms. And who needs a stress reliever more than moms? Deb, you know what I want you to speak to right off the bat would be the shoulds in a mom's life. Where in the world all these shoulds come from, and how can a mom learn to turn off those shoulds?
Well, you know, should is a very dangerous word. It's a stress-filled, pressure-packed slave driver. It ruthlessly inflates our mother's to-do list and even crowds out what I call healthy sanity essentials with all this guilt-induced clutter, like, I should go to that parents' meeting. I should clean my house so the kids will stop writing notes in the dust. I should do more, help more, be more. We're always fighting those shoulds. But you know what? As every mother trying to squeeze into last year's skinny jeans knows, more isn't always better. Sometimes it's just overwhelming. We can be whelmed without being overwhelmed. Whelmed is livable. Overwhelmed is strangling. So one of my goals with this book, speaking about the should, is to recognize that we truly do have the power to choose which shoulds are potential coulds, and then unapologetically embrace that woman that our choices make us.
That's good. That's good. So how do you do that? What are suggestions about doing that, from going to the shoulds to the coulds?
Well, I have a whole bunch in the book that help us more of that performance pressure from strangling to livable. But a couple that I can share with you are, well, first of all, I call it BOOP, avoiding BOOP, B-O-O-P. That's one of my Cody Neerfax science that I sprinkle throughout my books. And these are mine that are not necessarily proven by true science, but women nevertheless know them to be true.
Of course.
BOOP is I postulate women are like pots of oatmeal. At the beginning of the day, we just simmer. Little manageable bubbles of stress rise to the surface and harmlessly pop. But as the day progresses, the heat escalates and that oatmeal boils higher and wilder and meaner until it overflows and spoils everything around it with this nasty, ugly mess. And that you around 4 p.m. Not you, Shelley, but you in general, all of us mamas. And the key to avoiding BOOP is to know when to remove the pot from the burner. And that leads me to the next one, which is to be stress smart. And that's taking a mom's time out to sit down, remove yourself from the source of stress, even if it means walking outside for a few minutes, hiding in your prayer closet. You know, I used to do that when my kids were little. I would literally lock the door, set a timer outside the door, and when those little fingers started creeping under the little door, I would say, hey, when you see me, when that timer buzzes, go away. I'm praying. And that's what I did. I had my little prayer fest in there, regroup, rebreathe, hide some chocolate in your boots so that you can pull it out when nobody's looking. And just, you know, have a little regroup time. I promise the world will not end while you're in there regrouping unless the kids start a fire in your panty drawer, but you can't help that.
Oh, mercy. You speak truth right there, because you're actually doing them a favor. You know, you could, if they're reading age, perhaps, you know, a mom could put a note out there and say, this is for your health. Yeah, this is going to be beneficial to you because you are going to live longer if you leave me alone until the buzzer goes off.
That's exactly right. While you're in there, you know, I think you have to do the three P's. And it's something that we all need to do upon occasion when our calendar is constipated and requires an activities enema. We have to hit those three P's: prioritize, plan, and pace yourself. And I'm a big advocate of pulling out your calendar and your red pen and discerning your priorities. What has Papa God placed in your life as your priorities right now? Because it's going to change season to season. And then mark off and plan just include the things on your schedule that are conducive to those particular priorities that you have already discerned. And then pace yourself. You know, you have to be your own dipstick. You have to check your tank, review your destination, and then engage in the three P's, because Papa God only puts enough fuel in your tank daily for you to arrive safely at that destination he's already routed out for you. And all those other detours you add along the way are either going to run you out of gas or land you in a ditch.
Man, that's good. He gives us enough for this day, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but the minute that we're in. I call it right here, right now, learning to call out to him right here, right now, even if you are barricaded in your prayer closet, which I think is hilarious. But I'm thinking we may have moved on too fast. Let's talk more about turning those shoulds into coulds. What are some of the suggestions that you give us in Too Blessed to Be Stressed for Moms about letting go of that mom guilt? How do we do it exactly?
Well, there's so many mom guilt subgroups. You know, there's nursing versus non. There's working versus stay at home. There's the daycare choice, the do-it-yourself remorse, which I always have had a problem with, Pinterest inadequacy, pressure to join. Even our child's sports performance and academic achievements, we feel like are reflections of our ability to be good mothers. And we have to identify where exactly the source of our nagging guilt comes from. And then sometimes we own it. Sometimes we have to ask forgiveness. And then we drop it. We do not pick it back up. We have to trust that Papa God can and will redeem our poor mom choices. It's called grace. And, you know, 1 Peter 5:10 is a wonderful scripture that speaks to that. It says, "And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." You know, we can't hang on to it. We have to shake that mental etch-a-sketch. So we screwed up again. You know, we don't have to be super mom to prove our worth. Certainly not the Papa God. He doesn't ask for perfection. He asks for humility. And I think another really good thing we can do to help ourselves get rid of mom guilt is to buddy up, to find or form a Bible study or a support group of sister moms so we don't have to navigate this journey alone.
Buddy up. Man, that's good. I'm glad you're my buddy because you are just full of wisdom. When I read a Deb Cody book or I speak to Deb Cody in person, I always learn from you. And speaking of a Deb Cody book, let's talk about this series. Good gracious, it's been a mighty prolific little series. It's like babies everywhere. So what was the first Too Blessed to Be Stressed? And then what are some of the products and the different devotionals that have come out of it?
Well, the very first, I call it the mama book, was Too Blessed to Be Stressed. It came out 7 years ago, and it's still out there. And it's been translated to, I think, 4 languages. And so it's fun to get letters from people from other countries because they all assume that I speak their language since the book was translated into Portuguese or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, duh. So I thank God daily for Facebook's translation button. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a clue what they're saying.
Awesome.
I figured some of them are probably saying, "I love your book. I use it at the bottom of my bird cage," or something, you know, but we've had quite a few what I call the baby blessings now, which are the books that are the offspring of the original Too Blessed to Be Stressed. One of them that's done exceptionally well is the Too Blessed to Be Stressed 3-Minute Devotions for Women. And it's sold over 300,000 copies now. And you'll find it out there at airports and in Walmart and in gift stores and here and there and everywhere. And it's always fun to, you know, somebody says, "I picked up this little book at the airport." And
I have seen it everywhere. I do believe I have snapped pictures of it for you with my little face holding it up in different shops. Like, "Here you are again.
You're so sweet to do that. It really, really makes my day."
I think I interrupted you, though. You were going to tell me about one of the other babies.
That's okay. Every year we get the new Too Blessed to Be Stressed planners coming out for the following year, and the 2019s are out now. And then the one that just came out, one of the babies that came out, is the Too Blessed to Be Stressed, Inspiration for Every Day. It's actually a journal to go with the 365-day devotional that I already had out. So it's a beautiful hardcover, big old fat heavy book that's got a devotional for every day, plus a lot of lines to journal on and to write down your prayers and thoughts.
Sounds like another winner. No doubt it will be a blessing to readers as well. Deb, what is going on right now in your life? What are you working on that you want to tell us about before we let you get back to your busy, busy desk?
Well, I've got a couple of speaking events coming up, and I'm preparing talks for that. I love sharing Papa God's word and my own little biblical truth, get wrapped in humor, that I like to share with ladies. So I've got a couple coming up for Christmas. So that's my focus right now. They're out west, and I'm trying to figure out how to pack a bunch of boots and a suitcase. If anybody can help me with that, I'd appreciate it. I'm from Florida. We just wear flip-flops year-round, so I don't even know how to do layers. I'm trying to learn.
You're a quick study. No doubt you will pick it up. It has been just a blessing, as always, to have you by All Things Southern.
Oh, my pleasure, Shelley. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Deb, one more thing before I let you go. Word has it that you wanted to offer our listeners a giveaway today.
Oh, you bet, girlfriend. I'll give a copy of Too Blessed to Be Stressed for Moms to one of the random folks who leave a little message on my Facebook author page. That would be Deborah M. Cody, author. And just leave me a little note there, and I'll choose one, and I'll send you a copy, an autographed copy of Too Blessed to Be Stressed for Moms.
And that is a wonderful gesture from my friend, Deb Cody. Thanks, Deb. Welcome back to the All Things Southern Kitchen. You know, meatloaf has never been a big favorite of mine, or the farmers for that matter. I think we both had a few too many back in the day. However, I have taken meatloaf over the top with some new ingredients. And if I say so myself, my sauce has a big hand in it. Sit tight. I'll show you how to stir up the Bell's reimagined meatloaf. First, we'll begin by mixing our ground uncooked beef with crushed saltine crackers, a cup of milk, and an egg. We'll saute our diced white onion in butter and add that to the beef. No more raw onions going into my meatloaf. Caramelizing those babies adds a ton of flavor. Now we'll season our meat mixture with crushed red pepper flakes, minced garlic, Tony Sasseri's Creole seasoning, and black pepper. And instead of making one large loaf, I like to form mine into nice-sized servings, like you would with a hamburger steak. We'll prepare the sauce by taking a small bowl and combining the following ingredients. A cup of ketchup, a capful of balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon of dry mustard. We'll place our loaves on a raised grill inside a roasting pan to catch the drippings, and then we'll pour this sauce over it. Bake uncovered at 350 degrees for about 1 hour and 15 minutes and get ready to knock the socks off your family. That's the Bell's reimagined meatloaf. You can find the recipe at the website and in my storytelling cookbook, Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce. Have you found the boxed gift set? The good folks at Barber Publishing have released Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce and my latest devotional, Devotions for the Hungry Heart, and one box set just in time for Christmas. You can find it anywhere they sell books, or you can look for it on my website. They're great gift ideas, full of laughs, inspiration, and mighty good eating. From the All Things Southern Kitchen to yours. Let's open the Word together before we go. Psalms 107:9 reads, God satisfies the hungry and fills the thirsty soul. And Job 33:4 reads, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Friend, you and I can't breathe so deeply today that we need not breathe tomorrow, while we would roll our eyes at the very suggestion. And yet, we willingly allow ourselves to live air hungry for Jesus. May we establish this deep in our souls. Our spiritual strength and wellness is as wholly dependent on the ongoing nourishment we draw from Jesus as our physical lives are on the breath in our lungs. We can do religion under our own steam, but we are wholly and totally dependent on Christ for a living faith. Bind us to you, Lord, and stir our hunger. That's it for this week. I want to leave you with a reminder to join me for Giving Thanks, a Christmas adventure. You can subscribe for free at my website. That's bellofallthingssouthern.com. Until next time, may the good Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you, and give you peace. This is Shelley with Hugs for All.